this week has been an incredible week, and it's time for another episode of Wake Up and Level Up. So I'm going to jump right into it because I only got 5 minutes or less to get you jump started on your day. I'm going to tell you a little story about something that happened to us and see if it can inspire you. Let's go. Last week was a big week for CEO Nicole and I. You know, we've been working on really getting the Never Settle Show ramped back up and relaunched. We did 11 episodes almost 2 years ago at this point, and we've had plenty of time to really try to rethink the show, reformat it, restructure it, bring on new people, a different team, all types of new ideas to try to do everything that we haven't done before to take the show to new heights. And trust me, even though it's been almost 2 years, every single day we've been working on this. It just takes a lot of time. It doesn't happen overnight. So if you are struggling right now, if you feel like, why isn't this thing happening? How come I'm not seeing light at the end of the tunnel? Where's the progress? You have to keep going. I wouldn't have thought in a million years that we'd be, you know, this far away from in between seasons. But really, it's not in between seasons because it's so far away. We're relaunching. We are doing a whole new relaunch of the Never Settle Show. And just last week, we got some sponsors that came on board and were able to get the funding to help us secure some of the funding. Nicole and I still have to come out of pocket, but it secured the funding for us to get about 5 episodes. CEO Nicole and I wanted to get 10 or 12 episodes this year to really give the show a chance to get a runway, to for people to really get a sense of what we were about and what the show was about and what its voice is about and who the show is fighting for. And by having more episodes would give it more time for people to find out about it and start talking about it. But we don't have that. We have a shorter number than the number that CEO Nicole and I wanted to try and raise. So the question that you ask yourself is, do you continue to go with the 5 episodes that you have, or do you hold off until you have more? This goes for all of you that may not have everything you need, or may not have everything perfect, or may not have all the resources that you wanted to have in order to do something. You have to go. Here's why. Number one, every action creates a reaction. It's not about how many shows we get done. It's about the quality of the shows that we do. What difference does it make if I do 5 shows or if I do 10? If I do 10 mediocre shows, that's not going to matter. If I do 5 killer shows, that's going to change things. So we need to still go. You need to still go. Every action creates a reaction. Not only will you get a reaction for what you're putting out there, that reaction could take you into a whole new level, or it could take you down a completely different path that you didn't anticipate needing to go down. In other words, you need to put your work out there and let people respond to it. So do the best you can with what you've got. That's the message. That's what we got going on. We're going to do the best we can with what we got. Now, look, we aren't ready for showtime yet. We're still about 3 months away from actually launching the show. So we might raise new sponsors and get more people on board by then. We certainly hope so. But right now, we've had to make the decision that we are a green light. We're doing it. It's happening this fall. And come heck or high water, it doesn't matter. We will have 5 episodes. If we get more, great. If not, so be it. We're moving forward. That's the decision that we've had to make. And that's a tough decision to make. But I want you to know that nothing is ever perfect unless you put something out there. So just go. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.